Welcome to the Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Hey everyone, thank you for coming back to the Laundry Hour for another episode. If this is your first time, I really appreciate you stopping by. And if this has been your 17th time or your third time, I appreciate you coming back. I hope that this will truly be encouraging to your soul, to your heart, and continue helping you as it is helping me, because I don't want to at all pretend like I'm good at this, which is why I'm studying it. But since I'm sharing it, it probably sounds like, you know, I know what I'm talking about, but I really don't. But I hope that you're all encouraged to truly go out and love the Lord like He's asked us to, and love our neighbors, but also our enemies as He's asked us to. So last week we talked specifically about our neighbor, and this week will be about our enemies. And I really like how connected they are. It's almost as if Jesus kind of turns that first command on its head. In Matthew 5:13-18, He says, "You've heard it said, love your neighbors and hate your enemies." Now, in Leviticus, it does not say hate your enemies. God never said hate your enemies. He did say do some things to the enemies specifically that He called them to do things to, back in when they were taking over the promised land. But He never said to hate your enemies. He actually said to treat the sojourner like a native. So that doesn't sound like hate your enemies. Enemy isn't everyone who is different, right? So it is possible that that addition was like a people-made rule. Like, okay, well, if I'm supposed to love my neighbor, then what am I supposed to do with my enemy? I guess I'm supposed to hate them. Jesus said, let's address it. Don't hate your enemies. I want you to love them. And one way that you can love them is praying for them. I think if we pray for people, we'll feel a little different about them. Like, if we truly ask that the Lord would bless them, that the Lord's will would happen in their life, that just like we are asking for our daily bread, if we ask for their daily bread, I don't know, I feel like we might feel a little different about them, you know? That might start and stir up some love in us for them. So I think that's really interesting that is like the first example, like in Matthew, that is the only example of like how He gives us of how to love them. He says, love them and pray for them. But praying for them is different in this moment, is an action or a display of that love. Now, Luke 6:27-36 gives a few other things. It says, bless them. It says, do good to them. And then also to pray for them. Luke 6 also uses the golden rule. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So it continues this love your neighbor thing. Like the thing you do to your neighbor, you do to your enemy. You do the same thing. You do good to them. You bless them. You pray for them. Towards the end of Matthew 5 and Luke 6, Jesus says, you know, why just love people that love you? Like, sinners do that. That's a normal person thing. You know, like the end of love your neighbor as yourself, kind of. Like, okay, yeah. They love other people that love them. It's normal for us human beings to love people that love us. But it is not normal to love people that don't love us. And then at the end of both Matthew 5 and Luke 6, there is a command or a connection, let's do it this way, a connection actually to loving your enemies to how God loves. So Luke 5 specifically says, be perfect as your Father is perfect. And then Luke 6 talks about the fact that God is merciful and kind to the ungrateful and the evil. So we should be merciful as He is merciful. So, love your neighbor as yourself. You're gonna love, you love yourself. Love like you love you. Love others like you love you. It's easy to love those that love you, right? Which was already what we've seen in Matthew 5 and Matthew 6. It's easy for people to love those that love them. Easier, rather. So if that statement is true, when I look at love your neighbor as yourself, I can say, oh, okay. So for those people that love me, I want to love them. It's already easier for me. It's easier for me to love them. I want to love them like I love myself. Like I want to care for them and I'm be compassionate towards them. I want to comfort them like I would do to myself. Okay. But how do I love my enemy? Because they don't love me. So that the helpfulness in that isn't just love your enemies like yourself. Now the scripture doesn't say this, but because it ends with a because God does this, you should do this, kind of like be merciful as God is merciful, be perfect as God is perfect. It makes me say, love your enemies like God loves His enemies, maybe. Like, we are to be merciful like Him. Okay, we see mercy from the Good Samaritan, right? He did to that man what he wanted. He was good to him. He lent without expecting return. He was kind, he was merciful, and he was loving. But how else do we see mercy? Like, we see mercy on ourselves from the Father through Jesus Christ. Because we were enemies of God. Right? We used to be His enemies. And God shows the perfect kind of love because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were His enemies, Christ died for us. While we were His enemies, God loved us. God sent Jesus before we loved Him back. God shows us how to love our enemies by loving us, His enemies. So, we can be perfect like God is perfect when we remember that we used to be His enemies and He loved us. He was kind to us. We were ungrateful. We were evil. We chose sin over Him over and over and over again. And He could have been like, psh, whatever. They're my enemies. I don't have to love them. Fine. They hate me. I can hate them back. You know, and feel that righteous, just anger that I know we feel sometimes when we have an enemy and we want to hate them back. But if we want to be merciful and perfect like our Father, if we want to love like He does, then we also should be kind to the ungrateful and the evil. And you know what happens when you're loving to your enemies? It changes who they are. We are not God's enemies anymore. Because He loved us, we have become His children. That has completely changed my whole identity, my whole relationship with God. Like, He is my Father now. I have been welcomed into His family. Now, does this always happen when we love our enemies? No. But can it happen when we love our enemies, when we pray for them, do good to them, and bless them, that they could become our neighbor? Whoa. That they could become our friend, our brother, our sister? You know, like, they probably will not stay your enemy if you love them. If you love them with the kind of love that is like, why are they so kind to me? I am not kind to them. And maybe, just maybe, not only would their relationship with you change, but just maybe that would cause them to think about God. Let me give you an example. So when my husband and I were getting to know each other for like the first 4 years before we started dating, there was a moment where he like opened up and shared his feelings with me, and it kind of freaked me out, and I didn't respond for like a week. You can imagine how he must have felt in that moment. And then when I did respond, I apologized, and then he didn't respond for like a week. And after a while, I felt really bad. Like, Jamie, you are like the worst person like ever. Like, I can't believe you did this. And I was like, well, he's probably never going to talk to me again. Like, this is never going to take place. And this is, oh, well, I burned that bridge, unfortunately. And I don't know how long, like how much time had passed, but let's just assume 3 months had passed. And I remember him texting me out of the blue. And it was like nothing happened. And we continued communicating and talking and sharing like what God had done in our lives in those past couple of months. And I remember like the Lord doing something in my heart in that moment when I thought about the fact that I was a jerk to him. And he has forgiven me. And that was like, he doesn't really know me. We haven't really deeply dived into like getting to know each other, just kind of like surface level. And I was like, I don't even really fully know how to explain it, but all I can say is that it like really floored me and shocked me and like led me into this internal conversation and prayer with the Lord. And in that moment, I felt like God had said to me, like, something's happening here. Like, I am doing something between the two of you. It wasn't until a year later that him and I, my husband and I actually started dating. And after we started dating, like I talked about that moment and he was like, I don't remember like you not talk, like I don't remember that moment of me feeling really bad because you didn't respond for a week. Because he said, because if I did remember, like I would not have talked to you again. I was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it makes perfect sense that you would not respond, but you did. And he was like, you know, maybe the Lord just like took over my brain in that moment so that, you know, it didn't stop whatever he was doing between us. Now that is a different story in the sense of my husband wasn't actively thinking, I'm going to love her past this, you know, but to say like, I could have been his enemy and he could have completely cut me off and shunned me out and then we would not be married to this day, you know? But in my heart, I can tell you, thinking about the fact that I have done something wrong to this person and he could hate me and he didn't. That changed how I felt. That changed how I acted. That made me think about the fact that the Lord is kind and merciful and loving to me. And I said, you know, if he is my husband, what a man to be married to. That would be kind and merciful and loving to me. That when I mess up, it's as if he forgets. And isn't that what scripture says? That God throws our sin into the sea of forgetfulness. It's as if he forgets. He does not count our sin against us anymore. So that we are not his enemies anymore. We are his children. All because of love. literally, love has the power to transform who you are in your relationship with other people. So we can love our neighbors as ourselves, but we can also love our enemies like God loves his enemies. He died for them. Can I pray for you? Sometimes, Father, it would be really easy if you were just to say, hey, here are my commandments. Now, make sure you do them. But your commandment is to love you and to love others. You command us to love you with our heart, with our soul, with our strength. Other versions say our mind. You command us to love our neighbors as ourselves, to love our enemies like you love yours, but then also to love one another like Jesus loves us. Like, that is hard. It's easy to just accomplish a to-do list, but it is difficult to will ourselves to love. But the beautiful thing about your love is that it transforms. It has taken us from enemies to children. So your love can also take us from unloving people, people that cannot love you and love others, to people who can. So though you have commanded us to do something almost impossible, you have also given us the power to do so in your spirit. So Lord, we just come to you recognizing and realizing that we cannot obey your commands, but want to. We do want to, and we thank you that we want to, because that's a sign of you already working inside of us. And we ask that you would help us. Like, our job can be to take away distractions and to just remind ourselves that our focus is love. But we need you, Holy Spirit, to move in us in such a way that we just desire to love one another, that we desire to love you as all that we are. And that we would just be so overwhelmed by the truth of your gospel that, because that is what causes us, you know, that's what it is. It's your love that made us go from enemies to children. It's your love that will make us go from, you know, children that don't love to children that do. So as we just remember your gospel, remember that you love us, you died for us, you have been kind to us, and we are ungrateful and evil. That'll just make us want to love you so much more, and then make us want to love others so much more, so that they can see your love too and experience life transformed by the only God that is amazing and awesome. So we just thank you and love you and love one another. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you got a habit, please write a review. I would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week, because we are going to kind of sort of finish this Love Others series. We'll probably have a few episodes after next week to kind of like tie them together and stuff like that. But next week we will talk about loving one another as I have loved you, as Jesus says. So loving one another as Jesus has loved us. So I'm excited about it, and I hope y'all have an amazing week and just being overwhelmed by the truth of God's word and his good news to us, and how that just makes you love him and love others so much more. I'd love to hear your stories. Like I shared you my shared one of mine with you. Anyways, y'all have a good week, okay? Until then, I'll leave 2 Peter 1:2 with y'all. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.